Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number one of the Monday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything you'll find on the site is totally free. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we start things out here tonight with a story from a courtroom. Mark, somebody has committed suicide.
Well, they didn't do it in a courtroom. Anyway, MSNBC. Texas prosecutor commits suicide. County assistant district attorney commits suicide as the police serve a warrant. Terrell, Texas, a prosecutor killed himself as police tried to serve him with an arrest warrant alleging he solicited sex with a minor, authorities said. Louis Condrat, Jr., 56, chief felony assistant district attorney for nearby Rockwall County and former district attorney for Kaufman County, died Sunday.
Hmm.
The police forced their way into Condrat Terrell's home after hearing a gunshot when he refused to answer the door. The officers found him with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, and he later died in a hospital in Dallas, about 30 miles west of Terrell. Police in the nearby town of Murphy in Collin County said Condrat solicited sex from a decoy posing online as a 13-year-old.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I was thinking maybe it was like a 17- or 16-year-old or something like that.
Yeah. Apparently, Dateline's involved in this. NBC News confirmed the sting operation involved Dateline, and it's To Catch a Predator series, and issued the following statement. NBC News Dateline was in Texas reporting on this To Catch a Predator series in conjunction with online watchdog group Perverted Justice. In the midst of that effort, Rockwall County Assistant District Attorney Louis Condrat contacted a decoy from Perverted Justice who was posing as a 13-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Local authorities...
A boy, even?
Yeah.
But it was a guy... Lewis is a guy. Okay, so he was looking for gay underage sex.
Yeah. Well...
Interesting.
I suppose the possibility exists that he was trying to do a little police work. He is, after all, a prosecutor, but then...
Oh, you think?
He killed himself. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
You asked me. I said, I suppose the possibility exists. Local authorities launched an investigation into his online communications and went to his home with an arrest warrant. In the course of that investigation, he committed suicide. There was no contact whatsoever between Condrat and Dateline at any point in this investigation. Police said that Condrat had not gone into the house, but they believed he would. Murphy Mayor Brent Bishop told the newspaper that he hopes his town won't be used again as a trap for child predators. I think it's a noble cause, but our police department is hired to serve and protect our citizens and not to expose them to outside threats.
Wait a minute, what?
I think this is pretty interesting. The mayor says...
The mayor?
Yeah. The mayor says that he thinks that it's...
take your...
It's all fine and dandy.
Operations out of here?
Yeah. It's all fine and dandy, but our police department is hired to serve and protect our citizens and not to expose them to outside threats. I think that's great. I suspect he doesn't live by that word.
Expose them to outside threats meaning what?
Fake crap. Like fake 13-year-olds.
I see.
I mean...
Entrapment.
To some extent, Condrat killed himself... over, you know, being entrapped. I'm not saying it's entirely entrapment. I don't know how I feel about it, but it wasn't a real 13-year-old. He didn't really commit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
He only thought he committed the crime.
And he knew enough, and he was scared enough about the possible consequences to where he decided he wanted to take his own life.
Yeah. Which, I'm sure that the consequences would have been terrible. They probably would have been 10,
he would know. He
5, was, 10, 15 years in prison.
Yeah, he would know. He was the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably sent a few guys to jail for
I'm
that.
I'm sure he has. It just kind of goes along with those who scream the loudest. I mean, this guy, I wonder how many people he's put away for this.
That's a great question.
Yeah. And then...
All the while, he's the one that's trolling the internet looking for little boys.
Yeah. Generally, you don't see our rulers... the ones that enforce these laws, getting them enforced upon them, but here it happened.
Well, in this case, he stumbled right into it. I mean, there was no way they could have really let this one lay.
Right.
I mean, if it was the police department that was doing this on their own, they might possibly have put this down and just backed away from it. But because the TV crew was involved, because there were outside entities involved, they couldn't, in good conscience, give the guy a pass on this one.
Especially at Dateline, with a camera over their shoulder.
Yeah, exactly. So they had to pursue it. And therefore, we uncovered the fact that the prosecutor himself is the individual who is looking. Now, look, as far as I'm concerned, if he wants to get online and have a chat with somebody who's really an underage person or posing as an underage person, like Mark Foley did, like this guy did, I don't care. Whatever. Buyer beware. Parents should raise their kids to not go to strange people's houses to have sexual relations with them. I mean, it's going to happen anyways, and I don't want to pay to put people like this in prison. I mean, I think at worst, they should be ostracized. You know, if the word comes out that this individual is a sick kind of a perv dude, people should be told about that. But should we really be spending money to lock him in jail? Has he really done anything wrong? I don't know.
Well, I think that having sex with a minor is wrong. And I think it should be punished by jail or prison time. But I don't know. He didn't do it. You know, and that's where sting operations really get into this gray area for me. The guy didn't talk to a 13-year-old about sex. Not to say that I think that talking to a 13-year-old, I don't know, the lewd and lascivious gets a little weird. I once had a guy I knew, I'm not going to call him a friend because I talked to him a few times, but apparently, and this is, I got this story secondhand, I sort of saw it in the newspaper, but and then a friend of mine told me what happened, quote unquote.
Okay.
And they sort of jibed. You know, apparently he was living with this woman, so his stepkids. He got up out of a chair and he fell out of his undershorts that he was sitting. You know, he's sitting in the chair watching TV in his undershorts.
He fell out of his undershorts. You mean his unit sort of?
Yes,
revealed itself.
Right, and apparently, I don't know. Like the kids took such offense to this because it was like a boyfriend in the house. I don't know.
See.
Like
daddy.
The stepdad.
Yeah.
You know, leveraged this situation, and he went to jail for this.
He went to jail because his unit fell out.
Lewd and lascivious acts on a minor under 12.
Wow, that's amazing.
Now that's what I was told. I generally tend to believe that you take the story and you ratchet it up a little bit, you know. So I don't know. I mean, maybe he. I don't know. I mean, I've just always speculated in my mind.
That doesn't seem sexual to me. I mean, if he was handling himself in front of the kids, I could see that as being a
well. He probably
lewd and lascivious act.
Have to handle himself in order to get
it back
in. I don't know. I mean, but I don't know. People equate naked and sex all the time.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
And you generally have to be naked to have sex, or, you know, close.
And, of course, you know, again, this issue is based on the age of consent rules, which you and I disagree on. I mean, I think that we should definitely lower the age simply because there are so many people who are getting in trouble. This particular prosecutor was in his 50s, and that's pretty weird. But there are some people who are, you know, 18 that have girlfriends or boyfriends who are 3 or 4 years younger than them, in which case they're violating that same law if they have sex with that individual, and they're going to go to jail. And in some cases, we've had stories about teenagers, both underage.
Both being charged, yeah.
Both charged with having sex with one another.
Well, certainly I don't believe that should be the case. I mean, I think that, you know, when you're talking about having sexual relations with peers, I don't care if
this is why I
it's
feel
two
like,
nine-year-olds. I don't see any reason the law should get involved.
Right. This is why I feel like ostracism is the answer, because then the surrounding community can each make their own judgment calls on this. For instance, if you've got the case with the two 15-year-olds that had sex with one another, both consenting, even though the law says that people under the age of 18 can't consent, obviously they did, because they both consented, they're both under the age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way it's not some zealous prosecutor saying, well, this is the law, and we're going to prosecute you, and you're going to jail, kids, or you're going to juvie, versus every individual in the community saying, you know, I'm okay with that, versus, or... yeah, that's bad. I'm going to ostracize those kids or their parents or whatever it is. I just feel like ostracism could be more powerful, and it would be a much better determination as far as what the community thinks.
It may be that you could turn ostracism into something powerful, but you would have to spend... but it's way, way, way far away from what life is like currently.
Like, sure it is.
Basically, you would have to have no laws. You would have to have companies that... You know, these DRO companies that you've talked about that basically insure a person, you would have to have ostracism so effective that no one would be able to buy or sell things
and
in order to properly punish
people. I'm just pointing out how I don't want the law to be involved in this particular issue, because if it wasn't for the law, those kids never would have been discovered, you know, that they'd had sex with one another. At worst, their parents would have found out, and it would have been a private matter to be dealt with privately between two families. More coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
He's kind of like a love child between Ann Coulter and Michael Moore.
I keep hearing all about this obesity epidemic. So what? That's between people, their doctor, and their dinner plate. So why does government get involved? I'll tell you why. Changing your lifestyle is how they think they're going to afford socialized medicine. That's why. Put down that steak, you selfish pig. You're cheating poor folks out of their vaccinations.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. If you think Matt and Ben's adventures in dogma are like a bad dream, wait till you hear about car manufacturers' worst nightmare. When I come back, I'll tell you what they lose sleep over.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Car manufacturer's worst nightmare is a general recall caused by discovering design defects after vehicles hit the showroom floor. Generally, new car owners are notified by mail, but used car owners must proactively investigate recalls through dealers or the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration in Washington, D.C. Both will ask for your VIN or vehicle identification number, so be ready. It's located on the lower driver's side windshield or on the driver's door jamb. Remember, don't ignore a recall. It could be a nightmare you won't wake up from. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. toll-free on the Pack-A-Day toll-free line, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including the bulletin board system with over 140,000 posts, Mark. That is a lot of content. Plus over 1,200 people interacting. You can talk with other listeners, the show hosts themselves. We're all there. Although I'm a little backed up, I've got something like 50 notifications on like 50 different topics that I haven't read yet in my email box on this thing.
Well, it does happen.
There's a lot of stuff to interact with. BBS.freetalklive.com gets you right to it. It's free like everything else on our site. That's BBS.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Come and hear a speech by John Stossel entitled Enemies of Liberty. The three-day event is starting on February 23rd, going through the 25th. Early bird discount is available now, but for a limited time. So register at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hey. Hey, I just thought the audience, all the listeners might want to know. You hear plenty on this radio show about the Free State Project.
Sure.
They might be interested to know that Time Magazine, of course, that's a mainstream newsstand glossy magazine.
Huge magazine.
So it's not something that's, you know, biased by you or me or some of the callers who may be members. They have a nice article in there about the Free State Project. It's only one page, so it doesn't get very deep into what's going on. But I think it's very fair.
Yeah, I actually saw it on the online version. Is it available in print yet, or is that coming
out this week? It hit the newsstands today, so I picked it up. The wording in the article is exactly the same. They do have a nice picture of one of the guys' pickup trucks with, I guess, 17 bumper stickers on the back, all anti-tyranny stuff. The article that you read, they highlight a quote from that article in the page of the magazine where it says, New Hampshire's motto is live free or die, and it's low tax and high regard for minding your own damn business proved irresistible.
Do they actually give the Free State Project website anywhere in the article?
No, they don't.
I didn't notice it. I didn't know if it was in the print version, if they had a little, you know, a little sidebar or something like that that didn't show up on the online version.
Now, that's not there, but speaking of websites, it leads to a point that I was also going to make. So that's very interesting with the Time Magazine. That's something that people might want to pick up and they can share with their friends to show, you know, they might be talking about this and people say, well, you know, we know how you are. You're one of those radicals that just loves liberty all that much. And you might have a biased opinion. Pick up Time Magazine, share it with them.
Yeah, I think
like that.
I think it's great. I mean, really, what a wonderful. I read the article, and I got to say, it wasn't. You could say it was either non-biased or actually leaning a little positive. I would say it was leaning a little positive towards the Free State Project.
I met these guys when they were in New Hampshire, and I knew that they were impressed. I was at the party, the meet and greet that they mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, the wording in there is that only several dozen or only a few dozen showed up from around the states. But, you know, like I say, it's a one-page article, so you're not going to get everything. You know, they can't mention that there was another party the night before and there was something else going on in Keene the same day.
For a page in Time Magazine? I mean, really? What is advertising? Mark, you used to work in the magazine advertising industry. A page in Time Magazine. Imagine buying a full-page ad. I mean, what are we talking about here?
I can't even imagine. I could only take a poke at it.
You did a luxury
$8,000
$8,000 for Time?
It's just a poke at
it. I mean, that's some serious.
They've got
snack.
Competition that you know. There's U.S. News and World Report, Newsweek.
What was
they've
the full,
got competition?
You used to do sort of a luxury magazine in Sarasota, where we came from. What was a full page in that going for? Less than eight or more.
Less.
Okay.
But it's higher quality paper.
Right.
But there's not nearly as many printed. Maybe $3,000.
I see. So $8,000 then, it sounds about right.
I was just guessing at $8,000.
Because USA Today is $76,000.
You've got to remember, I don't talk wholesale, you know, or I don't talk retail rate.
Yeah.
There's no way that I'm paying whatever it is that Time Magazine says that a full page is worth. I'm going to be paying what it is that they'll sell it for.
Either way you slice it. Either way you slice it, it's always better if you get the actual coverage as opposed to buying the advertising.
Sure. I mean, people ignore ads. Yeah, people read time in order to read the articles. That's the reason. They're not reading time for the ads.
John, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Hey, let me mention one more thing before I go, just so people can get a taste of what's happening inside the state. Here we are one day before the election. We've got the union leader, which is known to be, it's been called over the years the number one influential paper in the state. They come out today, day before election, with an editorial, Tobacco and Firearms Preserving Liberty in New Hampshire. And the beautiful thing, it reminded me when you said something about the website, they actually give the website in this editorial for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and they say that they're not with the Liberty Alliance on every single issue, but their scorecard is a proxy for determining who is a friend or a foe of personal freedoms.
Excellent.
This Liberty Alliance is the group we've spoken on the air about before that actually rates every single piece of legislation that goes before the New Hampshire legislature.
Not only do they
rate
the pieces,
report card.
They also rate the legislators themselves. John, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Okay, have a nice night, guys.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, the Packaday toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231.
You know, now, every time I think about, we should explain that Packaday thing before we, because people are going to be wondering about that.
What do you mean?
Well, now we've got
new sponsor.
Yeah, new sponsor sponsoring the phone lines.
Exactly.
And helping us out with our phones. One thing that's really great about living in New Hampshire is that when it comes to voting time, I haven't researched every single candidate and every single incumbent out there, and I don't know who's the best person and who's the worst person.
I'm too busy.
That's one of the reasons that people often vote party line.
Right.
Because it's easy. Well, here, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and, there's so many people that are active there, they have essentially, they've got a little message board, and I went on there, and I've got all the information that's going to be on my ballot for who to vote for.
Yeah, I've got it right here, too.
Now, I've done a little bit of research on my own just to be able to back it up, but
I know the
it
people
looks
involved.
Right to me.
Yeah, I mean, well, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance was formed by essentially a group of free staters.
Right.
And so, you know, we know that the people involved are credible. And in fact, a few of them are listeners and amplifiers of Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'll put it in their hands. You just tell me how to vote. I'll go ahead and I just don't have time for it. I've got so much to do with my show. It's really nice to be able to get a printout from these guys and walk into the polls with that.
It beats the heck out of trying to vote party line. Most of the time, I got so upset with the Republicans that I wouldn't vote for them anymore. I just looked for names that I knew and whether I liked or disliked them, and I'd either vote for or against them. And it was really an ineffective way of voting. It
makes you feel bad too.
It does.
Yeah.
Now,
how many other states have a organization like this?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
There certainly wasn't anything that I was aware of in Florida. And I've never heard of anything else like this. How many states have an organization that rates each individual representative and senator based on their votes as far as whether or not they vote in a pro-liberty basis or not on an A through F scale? So some are, you know, if you're a little pro-liberty, you're going to get a D or something. If you're a lot, you're going to get an A and everything in between. So very useful. All right.
At this point, we're in such bad shape here locally that we're voting for, like, Cs.
Yeah, this area, not so great.
We're voting. We're trying to keep out the really bad
people. 1-800-259-9231, the Packaday toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. Allows you to take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. And on the way, let's see here. Eric, coming up, your calls as well. Bring up whatever you want. This is your show. Going to be talking about tax fraud and cults coming up. Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt-in easy for cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-30-06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-401-6788. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-401-6788. That's 800-401-6788.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The Pack-A-Day toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you for your downloading convenience right there, front page of the site, freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, Eric in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey there, guys.
Eric. Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just actually wanted to talk to you about, I don't know, have you been following this story about Kent Hovind?
I'm not sure. The name sort of rings a bell. Kent Hovind?
That might be it, yeah. I'm not sure how to say it. I just found an article.
What is it?
Apparently, I don't know the full details here, but apparently he's a religious, leader person. Like, he heads up this religious group, and he, along with his wife, they apparently own some sort of camp or park or something where they employ people. And they said that according to their religion, they didn't have to pay federal taxes on their employees.
Mm.
And so he didn't pay his taxes. And let's see, it's 48 federal counts, including a failure to pay $845,000 in employee-related taxes and withholdings.
Mm-hmm.
And if found guilty, he was found guilty.
Right.
He faces 288 years in prison, and his wife faces 225.
Yeah, you know what? I did hear about that. I did come across that story. It's pretty sad. Your thoughts?
I'm kind of actually split on this one in that I don't think that you can use religion as justification for not paying taxes. But at the same time, I applaud him for not paying taxes.
I absolutely applaud him for having the courage to not withhold his employees' taxes. It doesn't matter what you bring in front of the court. There's no argument. There's no points that you can make that any judge is going to just say, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, you're right. Forget all these tax charges. You're free, buddy.
You know, I think that it's just fine using religion. I think that if Kent is able to figure out a way that religion will, you know, some religion that will allow you to not pay taxes, that there will be a remarkable amount of people that would take up that religion right away, at which point we get what we want, and what difference does it really make as long as we starve the government to death?
Nah.
Eric, thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you. We appreciate
hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the Pankaday toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. So, do we want to talk about fish? Or do we want to talk about the cult that maybe nobody realized was a cult?
Oh, well, you do love cults that no one realizes are cults.
This one I think you might actually agree with me on, Mark.
Okay.
It's from our friend Mark Stevens. He says, I read something this week so ironic from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. I had to write an article about it. There's a website that is run by an attorney named Dan Evans. This is the post that part of the post that he wrote. Quote, good point. And didn't we once have a thread on tax protesting as a cult? End quote. Given the overall condescending attitude Mr. Evans displays towards anyone who questions the legitimacy of government, especially taxes, it's clear he used the word cult in order to ridicule. Let's look at the irony of a member of a bar association referring to people who don't believe the taking of property by force, taxation that is, people like us, is legitimate as a cult. So, Mark Stevens is going to point out some facts here that you might not have thought that these people that are in the courtroom, these lawyers and judges, maybe they're actually cult members, huh?
Let's see.
Indeed. Like any cult, a bar association is individual men and women. Cults always have leaders, and the leaders of the bar cult are supreme and make the rules which cult members must follow or suffer punishment that includes getting excommunicated or disbarred from the cult. These supreme leaders wear black robes, the symbolic meanings of which are kept secret to people outside of the cult. When outsiders ask what the symbolism is of the black robe, the response is usually laughter with suggestions that the question is silly. Unlike the bar cult, there is no symbolic clothing required to question the legitimacy of government. See, these lawyers are saying that tax protesters like the guy that Eric just called in about are cult members. But there's no process to become a cult member in the so-called cult of individuals who are questioning the power of the state. There's no compulsory association that one must join to question the legitimacy of government and taxes, as there is with the bar cult. Members of the cult must pay the supreme leader's offerings, euphemistically called dues. If the cult member doesn't pay his dues, then he's severely punished. Other cult members, lower in the hierarchy than the supreme leaders, usually only superior, will not permit the cult member to continue working to earn a living. Wannabe cultists must spend tens of thousands of dollars to be, quote, taught how to think like a member of the cult. These so-called schools must be approved by the supreme leaders, or the education, regardless of quality, is not recognized by the cult. The indoctrination of wannabe cult members must be strictly controlled and not influenced by outsiders. The supreme leaders ensure that no one outside the cult is permitted to teach the wannabe cult members. Outsiders are dealt with harshly. Cult members believe outsiders should be caged for practicing the craft of the cult. While most people outside the cult believe caging people for writing is extreme and unwarranted, cult members are taught it's necessary and are encouraged to report outsiders to the supreme leaders so punishment may be dealt.
He's making a darn good argument that, in fact, that the legal system is a cult.
Yes. Once the education is completed, the wannabe cult members are taken into a special room where only cult members are permitted to practice their craft. The wannabe cultists must participate in an initiation ritual, or ceremony, wherein they raise their arms in unison and chant an oath together. The chant not being sufficient, each new cult member must also sign a loyalty oath. As cult members progress and become honorable, they are permitted to wear black robes to distinguish them from ordinary cult members. Cult members wearing the symbolic black robes require all cult members and outsiders alike to stand and remain standing when they enter the special room where they practice their craft, which may explain why, when we were at the protest for Lauren Canario at her at the courthouse down in New London,
right,
when we didn't stand up for the judge when he entered the room, the black-robed one, there was 11 of us actually sitting out in the rows there that did not stand for this judge. The people in the front row, the lawyers, they turned around and just... They were shocked.
Freaked out.
Yeah, they were... You have to stand for the judge. Oh, yeah? Is he going to make us? Because he didn't. But I bet if the lawyer didn't stand for the judge, that judge would have been pretty outraged.
Yeah, that would have been a big deal. Anyway, cult member.
So only after the cult member has taken his seat may everyone sit down. All are also required to stand and remain standing when the black-robed cult member stands and leaves the special room. The reasons why remain hidden. The black-robed cult member also, for secret symbolic reasons, always sits several feet off the floor. I have not been able to determine the symbolic meaning of black-robed cult members sitting higher than everyone else. One of the extraordinary powers, and this one's interesting, of the black-robed cult members have, in the special room where all rise at their arrival and exit, is a godlike power to influence men with guns and badges. Cult members without the black robe cannot order men with guns to cage people who ask them questions, but honorable cult members do have men with guns who impulsively carry out their orders without exercising any discretion. Ask a cult member with a black robe a question he doesn't like, and he'll order men with guns to toss you in a cage. Cult members do not seem to have a problem with such violence. Facts and arguments, regardless of the merits, don't exist if presented by an outsider. And then he gives an example of a case where somebody, I guess, attempted to present these facts. Cult members pretend anything presented by an outsider doesn't really exist. Only cult members in good standing with the supreme leaders may present facts. Truth for the cult is dictated by the supreme leaders. Cult members spend years researching and memorizing the sayings or rulings of their dead supreme leaders. Whenever there's an issue, their first thought, is to see what their dead supreme leaders have said. To the cult, there is no principle or tenet unless a supreme leader declares it so. The cult uses the word precedent to explain why the principle or rule does not exist.
So it's like ancestor worship.
Yeah. More on the way. 800-259-9231, the Packet A toll-free line for you to take control of the airwaves. That's 1-800-259-9231. More about the cult members and the cult that you might not have realized was a cult.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. The unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the Pack-A-Day toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is for free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff, like store.freetalklive.com. There's Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and classic archives on DVD collector sets and more. You'll find it all there at store.freetalklive.com. Again, store.freetalklive.com. As we continue to discuss one of the cults that nobody really ever thinks of as a cult, but may actually fit every single qualification of what is required to be a cult.
Well, it looks surprisingly like it, but there's no real religion involved.
Sure there is. It's belief in the state. Belief in a fantastically non-existent entity. Anyway, it's Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com. He's pointing out that lawyers, the Bar Association, is essentially a cult, and he points out that, you know, that there's you have to get the education that's approved by the supreme leaders, and nobody from the outside can be involved, and there's all sorts of secret things, like you don't know why the judge wears a black robe, nobody talks about the reasons for that, and there's just a variety of things he goes over here. If you missed the first part, you should head over to freetalklive.com later tonight to grab the link, which I'll post, of course, on the bulletin board system. All right, so we're going to continue here. He's pointing out some things that define this as a cult. The cult uses its own language, which, of course, is dictated by the supreme leaders. To this cult, the word person may actually mean two people, or even a city. And just like witches and warlocks, as demonstrated in the Harry Potter series, the bar cult is very fond of using Latin words and phrases such as reductio ad absurdum and pro se in their craft. I think reductio ad absurdum is the chant used to drive Dementors away. In their paperwork, they don't request the honorable black-robed cult member for some specific relief. No, cult members pray to each other. I tell you, I learn stuff every time I read a Mark Stevens article. I didn't know that there was a prayer in legal terms. Did you?
No.
Well, apparently there is. Cult members pray to each other or offer a prayer for relief to black-robed cult member. Some cults still offer a prayer to their Lord, as the cult member is referred to as Lord or Lord High Chancellor. Prayer, here's the definition from Ballantine's Law Dictionary. That part of a pleading which designates and asks for relief sought by the party. There actually is a law term that is called prayer. This cult enjoys a monopoly over their craft, that is, assisting people in various situations, real estate transactions and planning, contract negotiations, business structuring, and court cases. The craft consists of mostly writing and speaking. This monopoly is not due to the market freely choosing to contract and pay for their services. It's a coercive monopoly. This cult doesn't believe that their customers should have any choice in whom they have to assist them. Only cult members. This cult uses aggression, not bringing superior services to the market to defeat competitors, that is, non-cult members. The bar cult is constantly employing violence and threats of violence to outsiders and excommunicated cult members who dare infringe on the cult's monopoly. Their extreme views extend to caging a man who does nothing more than quietly voicing an opinion.
Talking.
Indeed. And then he gives an example. Quote, any person advertising or holding himself or herself out as practiced or entitled to practice law or otherwise practicing law who is not an active member of the state bar or otherwise authorized pursuant to statute or court rule to practice law in this state at the time of doing so is guilty of a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in a county jail or by a fine of up to $1,000 or by both that fine and imprisonment, unquote. The bar cult believes providing an excellent service to a customer on a purely voluntary basis is a heinous crime. Also, take notice that guilt has already been pronounced. So there's no court trial involved in that. If you're a formerly excommunicated bar member, you're guilty automatically.
That's just it.
The cult routinely threatens people, stating they need a license to practice law issued by the state government, when in reality there is no license to practice law issued by the state government. And don't ask a cult member to display his license to practice law when in their special room, a court. The honorable cult member will have men with guns throw you out of the building, if not into a cage. What logic? Only outsiders are, quote, required to have a license to practice law issued by the state government.
Well, a license is real because it's a piece of paper. I mean, I guess the government's not real, but
I think he's pointing out, he doesn't make it totally clear here, I think he's pointing out that the license in question is actually granted by the Bar Association. But I'm just sort of reading that into what he's saying.
Yeah, like, that's kind of what I was thinking, too.
Right, but the Bar Association isn't necessarily the government, is it?
No.
Well, maybe it is. He points out another interesting factoid here in a moment. While I might not agree with the legal interpretations of people called tax protesters or tax resistors, for a member of a bar association to characterize them as a cult does little more than demonstrate closed-mindedness and an impenetrable bias. Yes, bias. All members of this cult are government and have an economic interest in making sure most people continue believing government is legitimate. Without government, they would lose their monopoly, and the thought of people freely choosing who will assist them must fill them with horror. That's the primary reason why they summarily dismiss anything questioning the legitimacy of government, regardless of the merits. It conflicts with their model of the world, and they can't accept anything to the contrary. Some refuse to accept that they are government. I mean, you're hiring a defense attorney, right? He's not part of the government, is he? Or is he?
He's certainly part of the legal system.
Let the evidence speak for itself. From the Arizona Supreme Court, quote, acting within the powers vested in it by the Constitution of this state and its inherent power over members of the legal profession as officers of the court. Another rule, upon admission to the state bar, an applicant shall also in open court take and subscribe an oath to support the Constitution and laws of the state of Arizona in the form provided by the Supreme Court. Another quote, a lawyer is a representative of clients, an officer of the legal system, and a public citizen. A lawyer's responsibilities as a representative of clients, an officer of the legal system, and a public citizen. And he points out that even though that's excerpted from the Arizona state statutes, he then goes to Mississippi, Kansas, New York, Alabama, just to prove that it's not just Arizona.
Right, it's almost all the same.
Yeah, this is all over the place. So, believe it or not, your favorite defense attorneys, if you have any, are actually members of the state. officers of the court.
Any attorney.
Yes, anyone who is an attorney. And therefore, they have an inherent interest in protecting the state.
I've noticed that.
Counsel, let's see, blah, 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 from Washington. I quote, I hardly think that the remote possibility of attorneys entering into a collusion in violation of their oaths as officers of the court to impose a false record upon this court is a sufficient consideration to warrant this court in holding the legislative act unconstitutional. All members of this cult must take an oath, which is required for all men and women acting as government. Cult members will say all of this is frivolous and deny that they have any pro-government bias. And why should they admit any? After all, I'm an outsider. I haven't been educated at the cult-approved schools. I haven't participated in their rituals, haven't sworn their cult's loyalty oath, nor do I give offerings called dues to their cult leaders. Nothing I have presented above could have any merit. Just ask any of the cult members, and he or she will tell you. Facts mean nothing, and prove even less when not offered by a member of the bar cult. Call tax protesters a cult if you like, but keep in mind that unlike the bar cults, there's no compulsory association, no compulsory offerings, no compulsory approved schools, no bizarre initiation rituals, no compulsory chants, oaths, no symbolic robes or supreme leaders, and no godlike power over men with guns and badges, and no special language. Most important, don't forget the bar cult offers prayers to each other. 800-259-9231. Is Mark Stevens wrong?
I do love Mark Stevens' writing. I can't say that I think that Mark Stevens has a real great grip on what is real, but man, he has an excellent perspective on
what do you
his
mean
writing.
He doesn't have a grip on what's real?
You know, it's just, it's so far removed from the way that people think and the way that people view life.
Right, so just because most people are incorrect on how they think and view life, are misinformed about the true nature of the government, of the true nature of the state, and this bar association and lawyers, doesn't make him wrong. It just makes him
the
lone voice in the wilderness.
Did I say he was wrong? I mean, he might be so far removed from what the normal thought process mm-hmm. is to be called crazy, but I don't think he's wrong. He makes excellent points.
Exactly, which is why I enjoy sharing his writings.
I mean,
because he needs to, this sort of thinking needs to be popularized.
He's so far removed that I don't even know what to do with it.
He's absolutely,
I love his book, Adventures in Legal Land.
And he's absolutely right. His website's adventuresinlegalland.com. This is, the government is an agency that, it's very cultish. Now, once you break it down.
Especially the courts.
Yeah, especially the courts. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. You take control of the airwaves. Mark's coming up if he's patient. Your calls as well. We got dolphins to talk about and more. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.